Okay, we're beginning a new sugya. This time I really mean it really is a new sugya, but not really. It's really one of the three shmaminos that Rava derived from the words of Rabbi Akiva. If you went back to the Pehemet Aleph, Rabbi Akiva presented for us a very innovative, very creative way of proving that Tashbisu, Achbiyam, Rishon, Rishon doesn't mean what we would have thought it meant. It doesn't mean the first day of Pesach. Rather, it means Erev Pesach. How do you know that? Because it's inconceivable that the Torah would have required of us to burn our chometz on the first day of Pesach. That would have been a terrible Aveira. That would have been Chilul Yom Tov. And the Torah is not interested in telling us to violate Aveiras. So therefore, it is obvious to us that Yom HaRishon must mean Erev Yom Tov. Now, within that proof of Rabbi Akiva, there are many, many assumptions that Rabbi Akiva was making. So first assumption, we spent so much time on in the past, was Ein B'chometz L'Sreifa. If you hold that Hashbasasa B'chol Dabur, and therefore there's no malach involved in destroying chometz, then obviously the entire proof of Rabbi Akiva unravels. So that was Shmamina number one for Rabbi Akiva. Shmamina number two, Gemara says on the top of him in days, U'shmamina havor l'chalik yotos, that a raya brewer from Rabbi Akiva, that havor is l'chalik yotos. What in the world does Havar l'chalik yotzos mean? That's going to become our sugya. So that is referencing a sugya that appears in Masechah Shabbos. It's referenced in Masechah Krisos. A major machlekes at Tanoim about how to live taich in the pasuk in Chumash. It's a very, very problematic pasuk in Parshas Vayakel. The pasuk is, Lo sevar eish b'chomash v'seichem yom Shabbos. The Torah tells us that we're not supposed to light a fire in Shabbos. What is problematic about that pasuk? It is completely and totally superfluous. Because we already know lo sasika malacha. We already know that malacha means malachas hamishkan. We already know that on the list of activities that Bezalel and Aliyev did was lighting fires. The same way we know that they wrote and they erased and they did makabit patishes and they did kereya and they did matir and they did taifer and they did, you name it. Whatever malachas they did, bayra, dosh, whatever the malachas that were done in the construction of the Mishkan, we already know them all. So we know that Avara was done in the Mishkan. So what does the Torah tell us? That's the kasha, all the Torah are bothered with. My honeymoon is possible. So there's a machlekes at Tanoim in a kotzer, what conclusion we should draw from this question. So one Tana, Rabbi Nosson, is of the opinion that this pasuk is not here to highlight anything unique about Avara. Avara is actually just an example of any one of the 39 malachas that the Torah could have given as an example, just to teach me the din that each malacha on Shabbos is a separate entity, is a separate isser. I would have thought that all 39 malachas are considered to be one big lump sum isser. Kamash Malon, each one is a separate isser. What is the significance of that? So the pashtus of the Gemara is, Rabbi Vishanim understand the significance is as follows. There's a klal in the sugyas of Korban Chatos. Whenever you violate an Issa Koris B'Shegeg, you have to be a Korban Chatos. So there's a klal that if you violate the same Aveira time and time again, so you only bring one Chatos. Let's say, for example, a person eats in Yom Kippur in the morning, and then eats in Yom Kippur an hour later, eats in Yom Kippur an hour later, keeps on doing the same Aveira over and over and over again, so he only brings one Korban Chatos. Unless there was a Chiluk HaLomos. Unless, let's say, that he remembered in the interim that it was Yom Kippur, and then he forgot again. So that's already a different Aveira. That's a different Shegeg. But Kol Zman, it's in the same Shkog, it's in the same Halama, it's in the same forgetfulness. So then you only bring one Chatas for that Aveira. Let's say, for example, a person does multiple Aveiras. A person forgot it was Yom Kippur, so he ate in Yom Kippur. He also forgot that there's an Isser of Bala Chosein. He also forgot there's an Isser of, Mefatah Mesakateiris or something. So he's Mefatah Mesakateiris. He's very forgetful, this guy. So he does one of very Sach Meshabin HaMishcha. He's on a roll. He does Molech. He's Mechal Shah. He's got a whole litany. He's got a whole list of the... He's a big Lamdan. He learned the whole first Mishnah Meseches Krisos, so he knows how to violate all these Sirikaris. Now, there's a joke that somebody once came to a Rav to complain and say, that guy over there, the Palabos, he's a Rasha, he's a Marusha, he's a Manuval. He violates all the 36 creases in the Torah. So the Rav said, come on, all 30, all, he's everything. He's the only Machal Shabbos, he's in Yom Kippur, he's Chometz Pesach, he's Baal Nida, he's Baal Shit. He's the worst of every one of the last 36 creases. So the Rav said, really? When was the last time he was Sach B'Shem and HaMishcha? Was he mefatar as a keteres? Wow, that's pretty impressive. Those are mizar lamolach. I don't want to say one with you. So Rabbi Yisai, there's a klal in chivik chorus in isuri chivik chatos that if you do multiple aveiras, you chayav multiple chatos. If you do the same aveira over and over and over again, behelam echod, you only chayav once. So sometimes it's not 100% clear what's called one aveira, what's called multiple aveiras. Let's say, for example, Yom Kippur. A person forgets it's Yom Kippur, and he eats, and he drives on Yom Kippur. He did a malacha, and he ate. So those are two different aveiras. One's an issur of eating, one's an issur of doing malacha. They happen to both be in Yom Kippur, those are two separate aveiras. What if a person ate, and he drank? That's the same aveira, it's the same issur of a bitul inui. So sometimes it's not so clear what's called same aveiras, what's called multiple aveiras. So when it comes to Chil Shabbos, one could have argued that all of the malachas and Shabbos are one big aveira, because the Torah says l'sasaka malacha. So if a guy forgot that he's not allowed to write and not allowed to do this and not that, I would have thought it's all one aveira. It's only one chat. It's no kamash balon yesh chiluk malachas l'Shabbos. That each malach, each ma'isa aveira, each one of the lamatas malachas is viewed as a separate ma'isa aveira, as a separate chiyuv chatos, and therefore you could end up bringing multiple chatoses on the same Shabbos. How do you know that? V'shteit azoi? That's the Svarash B'chomash Masechet. The Torah did not have to draw our attention to Havara, because Havara is one of the Lamatas Malachas. The Torah drew our attention to Havara. It could have just as easily written, Lo Tichtavu B'Shabbos. Lo Svaru B'Shabbos. It would have been so much less dramatic if the Torah would have said, V'dav Hashem HaMashalemar, don't take out watermelon seeds on Shabbos. Don't be boyer on Shabbos. The Torah could have said that. Don't cut your bananas up. Lo titchenu on Shabbos. The Torah could have given any one of the 39 malachas. Don't be oseh shtei batenirin. It's a good thing the Torah didn't say that, because no one would know what the Torah is talking about, because no one knows what shtei batenirin are anyway. So the Torah could have picked any one of the 39 malachas and picked an easy one. Everyone knows what it means to strike a match, drive a car. We know what that means. So the Torah shows that of all the lamatas malachas, one malacha to illustrate this fact, to teach us this fact, that each malach and Shabbos is a separate entity. And just as Havara is a separate entity, so to all the other lamatas malachs are also a separate entity. This is what Havara l'chalik yatzis means. This is the view of Rabbi Nosson. This is the pashtus of sugya, the pashtus of dvarim. That's what Havara l'chalik yatzis means? The havamina would have been, you only chayav one for 39 actions, kamash only chayav for each one. There's a Rashi in Yevamos that throws a mamash a curveball at us in the sugi. Rashi writes that the havamina would have been that you only chayav on Shabbos achatos, catch this one. If you violate, I can't even say it with a straight face, all 39 malachos. Can you imagine? You're not really mechal Shabbos unless you got to really know how to learn. Chayre, Zareya, Koytzim, Amid, Dosh. You have to go, everyone, with the Shnei Batei Nirin. The guy's got to first go take a Maisa Ariga class. He's got to go learn Daf Yomi with the art school for a week and a half. The sugis of Ayreg, he wouldn't even know what to do. And when he's done being Oysa Shnevetin, he has to be Mesech, he has to be Ayreg. I don't know what these things are. I have no idea what they are. That's the Havamina. Whew. I wish the Havamina would have lasted. Would have made such an easy religion. It's okay. You can turn on a fireman shop. That's fine, no problem. You can drive on Shulam Shabbos as long as you're not Oysa Shnevetin Nirin also. You're not even Chaya for that. Man, that's crazy. Crazy. That would have been the Kamash Balon that it's crazy. Kamash Balon that it's off the wall. Kamash Balon is not true. According to Rav Avishon, it wasn't even a Havamina. It was so bizarre, you couldn't even dreamt of such a wild Havamina. According to Rashi, Yevamos, Ken Zayin, there would have been such a Havamina, but don't waste too much time on it. Kamash Balon, it's wrong. So when all the dust settles, Havar L'chalak Yatzos. Whatever L'chalak Yatzos means, it means. No, he does all 39 Malachas. Oh, that's Shiga Shabbos. That's a different ballgame. That's the seventh perk of Shabbos. You've got to learn that sugya. So there's a separate, I'm talking about Shigas Malachas. There's a separate special Gzeres HaKosov that if he does 39 Malachas, but he knew Malachas are also on Shabbos. He just forgot that it was Shabbos today. So that's a different Halam Lagamri. So that's only one Halam. You only have one for that. Right. Very good. Very good. Excellent. So basically, getting back to our story. So there's one Tana that says, Havara L'chalak Yatzos. But there's another view in Tanaim, Rabbi Yaisi, who disagrees and says, no. That the reason why the Torah singled out Havara is not because Havara is just an example of any malachas. There is something unique to Havara. This is a radically different way of learning Pshat and Chumash. Rabbi Nosson thought there's nothing unique about Havara. Havara is the example. According to Biyosi, Havara is the case. Only Havara is singled out. For what purpose is it singled out? To teach me that Havara is more kal than all the other malachas. Lo sivareish, that's a malchus, that's a lo sasei. That's not koris, that's not skias, that means it's beizdin. So kol oisa malacha nois yumas. If you do the other 38 actions on Shabbos, das is malacha, you chayv skila, chayv koris b'shegi, chayv chattas, I'm sorry, you chayv koris chattas b'shegi. Kumt havara la'afuke, all the other 38 malachas, and it's only a lav, not so bad. So according to Vios, you've had a choice between taking out seeds out of your watermelon or driving your car, striking a match. Which would you say to do? Have me drive my car. It's much, much lower onesh. It's not anisa misa. It's not anisa karis. It's pretty wild. You just don't get your hopes up to why we don't possibly get the AC. But according to the AC, Havara is the least of all your problems on Shabbos. According to Vinasa, Havara is exactly the same as all the other malachas. No difference cues, yeah? According to Yossi, it's radically different in that it's more kal. And that's the machlekes at Tanaim, Havara l'chalik yatzis or Havara l'lav yatzis. There is a third answer to this kasha that doesn't appear in the Gemara. It actually appears in the Zohar. The Zohar asks the same question. Why does the Torah say, Lo sevar eish b'chomosh m'seichem yom Shabbos? So the Zohar says, to teach me that you're not allowed to get angry on Shabbos. In addition to the regular issue of getting angry the rest of the year, every other day of the week, it's Ki'ilu Ovid of Erezara. Getting angry on Shabbos is a special violation of Lo Sevar Eish B'chol Meish V'Seichem, in your own kishkis, to get yourself all tzehitz, to get yourself all angry, to get all fired up, all worked up, is a special issue in Shabbos to be Lo Sevar Eish B'chol Meish V'Seichem in Shabbos. Fascinating Zohar. So, you know who holds like the Zohar? The Satan holds like the Zohar. The Satan is a shtichu mekubal. Why? He always like the Zohar, chassid shasata. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos that the Satan's got an agenda on Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon. You know what his agenda is? He wants to get everybody angry and he wants to get everybody in a bad mood when Shabbos starts. That's like his biggest joy, is to get Klal Yisrael into a really, really bad mood when Shabbos starts. To get them really good and angry at each other, get them fighting with each other. That's the goal of the Satan. Why? Because he knows that the Torah says, so to get Klal Yisrael to violate that special issue of getting angry on Shabbos, he puts all his marbles there. And what does he do? The Satan's very, very smart. He's mamash deval kechacham. Mamash as sharp as anything. You know what the Satan does? He knows that Klal Yisrael are rushing on Erev Shabbos. Why are you such a rush in Erev Shabbos? What's the last thing? What's everyone's hits? Every Jewish home, starting already 1 o'clock in the afternoon. What's the first question that's always asked? What time is? What time is Lach Bench? What time is the Lachas Neiris? That's the first question. It's like you think we never celebrated Shabbos before. You think nobody knows how to figure out how to look up a calendar themselves. What time is Lach Bench? You hear that question from inside the shower, you hear that question. You hear it from in the kitchen, you hear the question. You hear it from the boys who are still sleeping, you hear the question. What time is Lach Bench? The multi-million dollar question. What time is Lach Bench? And then when you say to them, Lach Bench today is 4:22, you would think that they never heard of a winter. They never heard of an early Shabbos. It's unbelievable. They've been frum for 50 years, and they kind of, what? Shabbos is so early, what? And the same people who are screaming at 4:22 in the wintertime are the same people when Lech Benjamin is 8:13 in the summertime, they're still in the shower at 8:12. It's the same people. So there's a lot of stress in the Jewish home on Friday afternoon, and all the stress revolves around Lech Benjamin. Now, why do you have to light candles on time for? Why do I have to light candles altogether for? Why can't I just turn on a light if the Shabbos starts? You know why? Because Lo Sevar Eish Mechumash Vasechem Yom Shabbos. So because of that pasuk, Lo Sevar Eish Mechumash Vasechem Shabbos, that's what forces us to have Lach Benching. And that's what forces the crunch time. That is the source of all pressure. And it's the same pasuk, Lo Sevar Eish. So the Sotan's Babish Gevalik, about a Gevalik alumnus. He says, Klal Yisrael are trying to be Yaitzeh Lo Sevar Eish Mechumash Vasechem. They're trying as hard as they can. They're rushing, they're screaming at each other, not to violate Lo Sevar Eish Mechumash Vasechem. So I'm going to take that same pasuk and throw it on their faces. I'm going to make them get into such a fight over what? Over Lech Benching. They're going to get angry at each other over the Hachanas for Shabbos, and that's going to cause them to get angry on Shabbos, and the same pasuk that they tried to fulfill, that pasuk goof is going to kill them. That's what the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos. This is not just a drush, it's just a nice little sermon. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos, that when it says in the Mishnah, if I remember Likud, Halikos Haner, a person has to remind in the house, right before Shabbos, Halikos Haner, there's a din, you have to say Halikos Haner. Says the Gemara, Tzorach L'meminu B'nichusa. Chazal says you have to say it calmly. It's the only thing the Gemara says you have to say calmly. Everything else, you want to scream from the top of your lungs, gig isn't there. You're a meshug going to scream. Tzorach is a din. It's a din of calmness on Erev Shabbos. Tzorach L'meminu B'nichusa. Why, the Gemara says? Because otherwise, if you come yelling at your wife, did you manchlach yet? She's going to scream back at you. Why don't you take out the garbage? And it's going to lead the day, Lo Sevar Esh B'chom HaShvasechem and Meshabbos. And the mitzvah of Halikos Haner that you're trying to perform is going to end up to be ruined by getting everybody into a bad mood on Friday night. That's the sotan. Sotan holds like that zohar. So the bottom line is that we have multiple answers in the Halakha Tanoim why the Torah singles out Lo Sevar Esh. But for our purposes, there are two that really matter the halacha. One is the Chalik Yotz, one is the Lav Yotz. That's the background for our sukkah. So comes Rav and says, Shema Minah for Rabbi Akiva, that the Halakha Tanoim Rabbi Akiva took a stand on this issue. We learn Masechet Shabbos, the Masechet Krisos, we know, we're familiar with this machlokes from the days of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Nosson. But Rabbi Akiva was before both Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Yosi was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Nosson was from Bavel, not a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Both of these Tanoim who weighed in on this issue, the Halakha Tanoim Rabbi Akiva, before them also weighed in on this issue. And Amar Rava, Rava says, Shema mina havar l'chalik yatsas. Zepin for Nofer of Yakiv, Rabbi Akiva held the Chalik Yatzis. I don't see anything. I read the same Rabbi Akiva's Bradley, but where was Chalik Yatzis? This statement Rabbi Akiva's wording that the Chalik Yatzis. No, come on, what did Rabbi Akiva say? What Rabbi Akiva said is that the Yom HaRishon must be Erev Yontif, because to mean Yontif would have been impossible. Why would it have been impossible? Because you can't light fires on Yom Tov. That's all Rabbi Akiva said. So how does that impact on Havar L'chalak? What does that do with anything? L'chalak L'lav Yotzis. So what does Rashi say? Rashi is already sensitive to this. Says Rashi, Shema Mina, Mitika Amar Shu Av Melocha, Svira Lekrebi Nasa Dem Havar L'chalak Yotzis. What did Rashi say? Rashi said that the diuk of Rava is from the words of Rabbi Akiva. Going back to the Braisa on the bottom of Hamad Aleph, Rabbi Akiva formulated his proof. Rabbi Akiva said, it can't mean Yontif, because the Torah says you can't do malacha on Yontif. Umatzinul havar shi'av malacha. That's it. It's that phraseology. Matzino l'havar shi'av malocha. That is a proof positive that Rabbi Akiva is a l'chalik person, not a lav person. Because if you really believe that havar was a lav yotzos, what is havar not? If it's only a lav, there's only malchus, there's no kares, no skil, no chatas, what is it not, Rabbi say? It's not a malocha. And you wouldn't call it a malocha. It would be inappropriate terminology to say, Matzil Havara Shi'av Malacha. What should Rabbi Akiva have said? Matzil Havara Shi'iwat? Shi'asura. That would have been a more correct phrase. Matzil Havara Shi'iyav Shalasosa, the Yontif. But for the fact that Rabbi Akiva invoked that phraseology, that imagery of Av Malacha, they're only, Av Malacha by definition means one of the chiyuvei chatas, chiyuvei skila, chiyuvei misa on Shabbos. By calling Havar an Av Malacha, he's committing himself to the worldview of Rabbi Nosson. That's right. It's not an Av Malacha. That's right. There are only 38 according to Rabbi Yossi. They taught you when you were a little kid, they told you there are 39 Av Malachas because your Rebbe was a Rabbi Nosson man. If he would have been Rabbi Yossi man, he would have said there are only 38 Malachas. That's how Rashi teaches up the sugya. So the proof The Omer Rava Shmami No, with Rabbi Kiva Tla Shmami No, it's really like Rabbi Nosa, the Chalik Yotzes, is a textual proof. That's all it is, there ain't no more. From the words of Rabbi Akiva can't fit into the worldview of Rabbi Yossi. So Tosfos on the top of Yom HaBeis starts out like that Pizman of Rashi, with the Karli Av Malocha, identical to Rashi's Pshat. But then Tosfos veers off. The Eidam Riva, Tosfos has an entirely different Pshat of the Sugya. Kamechim Mislechim Ayrif. The Laman Yom HaLav Yotzos, Lo Haya Osir Biyomtif. Kevin the Ein Shem Malocha Aleha. What did the Riva just say? Bayim Di Amakul, what did the Riva just say? That Rava had an entirely different meaning of his diuk. When Rava said Shvabinim and Rabbi Akiva, it's the Chalik Yotzos, because if it would have been the Lav Yotzos, then there would have been a halachic ramifications. What would the halachic ramification have been? What would have been true? If Lavar is the Lav Yotzos, then believe it or not, what did they say? Someone just said something I can't even believe Taisa said. That it wouldn't be what? Would it be Asven Yontif? What's the premise of Tosis' line? What's the premise behind Tosis? What's Asur and Yontif? Only Malachas. Malachas are Asur and Yontif. The Torah says, L'savar reish b'chomash v'sech v'am Shabbos. What does Shabbos mean? Saturday. It doesn't mean Yontif. What the Riva is saying is an unbelievable chiddush. The Riva is saying, if you hold Avar as the Chalik Yotzos, it's a regular plain Malacha, and therefore it's Asur and Yontif. If you hold that Havar is the Lav Yotzos, then it's not a Malacha. If it's not a Malacha, you can't do it on Shabbos. It's an Issa b'fnei atzmai. It's a separate, independent Issa she'osra teir b'Shabbos, but it's not Kalan on Hashem Malacha. And I may have up my sleeve a few other examples of those, I don't want to give away yet. Says the Riva, you have to read this Riva and digest the Riva. That if it's Asr only b'teres lav, this is nish malacha, and there's a halachic consequence of that, therefore it's not Asr and Yontif. And if it's not Asr and Yontif, Rabbi say, then what can Rabbi Akiva not have said? What's up to Rabbi Akiva? Matzino havar she yasura, and yet you can't do it on Yontif, and therefore tashmisa must be nerev Yontif. Wrong. Not true. If you hold havara, lalav yatzos, the entire floor of Rabbi Akiva is pashut wrong. Zetman for no, I'm a Rav, Shmami no, so Rabbi Akiva, Avar l'chalak yotzos. So Rabbi said, does everyone realize that there's a major machlekes Rashi and Taisus playing out now? A major machlekes, 2 days in Taisus. The first day in Taisus is identical to Rashi. According to Rashi, the first day in Taisus, the diuk of Rava was not from any halachic significance. It was a diuk in the words and phraseology that Rabbi Akiva chose to invoke. By using the term Matzil Havashi Avalocha instead of saying Matzil Havashi Asura, that was the dead giveaway that he's a Rabbi Nosson man. But if Rabbi Akiva would have just simply chose the words Matzil Havashi Asura, it would have been great. It would have been hunky-dory. Rabbi Akiva's raya would have been a gevaldika raya, even if it would have held like Rabbi Yossi, as long as he would have just said the word Asura instead of misleading us with the word Malach. So there's nothing halachically about Rabbi Yossi's position that undermines Rabbi Akiva's raya, says Rashi. What undermines Rabbi Yossi's position, what prevents us from subscribing to Rabbi Yossi's position is simply the lush and the lingo that Rabbi Akiva used. According to the Riva, it's much deeper, much more profound than that. According to the Riva, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi are incompatible in halacha. Because Rabbi Yossi's shita carries with it a corollary that Avara is Mutta Lagamri and Yontif. Don't even tell me story. I don't even want you to think about Echal Nefesh and Mitech. Don't even wait. That's next week. It's after Thanksgiving. I don't want to hear about that now. I just want to know Avara also Mutta and Yontif. Don't hack me challenge with other sideshows. So according to the Riva, there's a tremendous Nafkamina Ladina Mitten Rabbi Yossi Shita. That Avara is Mutta Lechatchilish Barchil and Yontif. It was never also in the first place. Everything's Mutta proven also. It's not Malacha. Only Malacha Saras and Yontif, nothing else. So Rabbi said, everyone chop when he read the Rashi and Taisus, that is the major Machlok is developing now. But Rabbi said, let's see if we can understand this Machlok a little bit better, a little bit deeper.
Rabbi? Yeah. According to the Tosfos, what would Rabbi Yossi say that, yeah, like the pasuk of Ochel Nefesh, like why would you need a pasuk to tell me you are cooking yom tov?
Cooking is not lighting fires. Cooking is a whole nevim malacha. Havara is a lav yatzis, but bishul is not a lav yatzis. Right? Achash yachal nefesh is going on shechita, is going on bishul, it's going on losh, it's going on hotza, it's going on half of the other malachas. So, but I say, let's analyze the Rival a little bit deeper, a little bit further, to see why Rashi in the first day of Tosfos is veering off. How many assumptions did the Riva make? Who's going to tell me? The Riva just formulated the following klal. According to the Yaisi, Havar is Mutar and Yantif. That's what he just said. Ein Shem Alocha Lel, Loi Asa B'Yantif, Klal Klal. Het the Gomer, the light, whatever, any fires you want, Yantif, Gigas, and the Hate. How many assumptions did the Riva make within Rabbi Yaisi? Who's going to list off the lamdisha hanoches that the Riva is assuming? That lavim that are written on Shabbos don't translate to yontif. Yontif malachas are also not lavim. That's good. That's definitely one. What else did the Riva assume? And Mr. Baum already picked up on this a few minutes ago because he couldn't get over the fact that as a little boy they taught him their third nine malachas. So he figures he comes to Shir. And then they're not going to argue what he learned in Cheder. No.
The fact that it's a lav means it's not fundamentally within that category of Melachah.
Oh, Tazayt. That's a huge Kiddush, the Riva said. The Riva just told me that when Rabbi Yaisi says, Avar l'lav yotzos, I could have understood that in one of two ways. I could have understood it like the Riva understood it. If Avar is the lav yotzos, then it's not chal on an Hashem malacha. And there are reality 38 malachas according to the Yaisi and one Isser. Which of these is not like the other? Havara is not a malacha. Malacha by definition means an Isser Karis, an Isser Skila, an Isser Chiv Chatas. If there's no Chiv Chatas, Karis, Skila, then it ain't a malacha. What is it? I don't know what it is. An Isser Bifnei Atzma. That's the clear as day, what the Riva is assuming. Comes in Bichas Chinuch, he's a grand comeback from yesterday, comes in Bichas Chinuch and says, wait a second, what's that? Who says that's what Rabbi Yaisi said altogether? Maybe we totally missed the boat understanding Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi did not argue with our Baruch Sheikh's 39 Malachas book. There are 39 Malachas. Ask Rabbi Sheikh, he'll give you a picture of 39 Malachas. Ask Rabbi Ribiyah to write your books on that. There are 39 Malachas. Lam etes malachas dimsel meishavena. The third time malachas even going to be Yaisi. When Rabbi Yaisi said avar l'lav yotzos, the Rabbi Yaisi, all he said was very, very toned down. You know what he said? He said there are 39 malachas, of course, and one of these malachas as a quirk doesn't have an issa karis to it. Go do me something. We state that a chiyuv karis / skila is a ma'akev and being called a malacha. The definition of malacha means malachas a mishkun. It was done in the Mishkan, this is a malacha. It's a malacha sa Mishkan, it's a full-fledged malacha, albeit with a slight mitigation of an einish. The mitigation of the einish from skila down to a lav does not detract the shem malacha shabai. And therefore, it's very possible that even according to Rabbi Yaisi, Havara is a full-fledged iser even on when, Rabbi say? Even on when? Even on Yantif. Because it's a malacha, and komalach seved was also a seven yantav also. So the Riva is assuming two things. For the Riva's conclusion to be correct, that havara is mutal legamer lechatchilish or lechatchilish or lechatchilan yantav going to be yasi, he has to be assuming number one havara lav yatzos means it's nishkin malacha, it's buf kazayin for the shem malacha, and number two whatever's not a malacha by definition doesn't apply in yantav. Neither of those assumptions is mulchach. So which of those assumptions is Rashi in the first day and Tosfos arguing with? Which of those two assumptions, or maybe both? Are they arguing with the assumption? Do you think that Rashi and Tosfos in the first day really believe, like the Mechas Chinuch, that it's still called a malacha? No way.
Rashi says,
lo karim malacha. Rashi says that's the pshat of the Gemara, lo karim malacha. So obviously Rashi doesn't disagree with that point. So obviously the kudas of machlokes Rashi and Taisa is not the mechaschiduch. Mechaschiduch is not doing this one. I feel so bad. We have so much tzaras. We're coming down to the mechaschiduch. We love the mechaschiduch. There's no one like the mechaschiduch. And Reb Chaim, as a general rule, did not really look at acharonim, but he made an exception for the mechaschiduch. He loved the mechaschiduch. I say he agreed with everyone, but he loved them. The mechaschiduch, he can't. No one liked Mechaz Chinuch, but Afal Bichain. Mechaz would be the first one to say, you want to argue with me? Let's argue it out. Let's fight it out. So we think from the Stimus of Rishayim against the Mechaz Chinuch. Be'elefi Rivah, Be'elefi Rash, Be'elefi first day in Taisus, the first premise is gold. First premise is Chayt Layavah. Mechaz is entitled to his Akashia, but in Rishayim's Klor Beferish, Klor, that if there's no Skila, no Karis, no Chatas, then it's Nishkin Malacha. The Nekudas Machlaikas in Rashi and the Riva is, what do you do with that information? How does that translate over to Yontif? Something that's not a Malacha, does it automatically translate that it's Mutar and Yontif, or maybe not? So what we're really asking, Rabbi, is a fundamental question about the relationship between Shabbos and Yontif. You know, the famous Mishnah Megillah tells us, Ein Bein Shabbos to Yontif Al-Eicha Nevesh Bavad. So how serious do you take that statement? So Rashi seems to learn, Ein Bein Shabbos to Yontif means Pshuta Kemashmal. If it's Asar on Shabbos, it's Asar on Yontif. Finished. It doesn't say, Ein Bein Melech Shabbos and Melech Yontif. If it's Asar on Shabbos, it's Asar on Yontif. The only quirk is Eichel Nefesh. The Riva seems to be adding almost a word to the Mishnah. Ein Bein Shabbos to Yontif means, in the realm of Melechus, Ein Bein Shabbos to Yontif Eichel Nefesh Rivad. In the realm of other things, the sky's the limit. There are loads of differences between them. Loads. All 15, all 2 that we're going to come up with. So according to the Riva, that statement is not all encompassing, it's not all true. Ein Bein Shabbos Liyantav. It means, in Hilchas Malachas, Ein Bein Shabbos Liyantav. But things that are not Malachas, Avada, Avada. Hechta Asra, Teira Asra, Tlalasla Asra. So Rashi, in the first day in Taisus, they're assuming, Hilchas Shabbos carries over the Yantav. Finish, Gemarnu. If you can't do it on Shabbos, ain't going to work on Saturday, whether it's Malacha, not a Malacha, ain't going to work on holidays either. It's the same thing. But according to the Riva, it's not true. If you can't do malacha on Shabbos, you can do malacha on Yontif. Other Yisurim, don't carry over. Wow, this is a global question. You got to look, oh, Masechah Shabbos, oh, Masechah Beitza, and try to answer this question. This is major. This is what Rava meant. We're reading a Gemara in Pesachim of the family base. How do you understand Rava's Shvamina? Everybody say, so what's the answer to that question? Where would we even look? Where would we search? Yeah.
The connection between Malacha and Kares and Nisa and Shabbos is directly from the Pasuk in Kisisa.
The Pasuk.
Kaloseva Malacha v'nichrasa nefeshahi mikerev amel.
That means that anyone who does a Malacha is Chayav Kares, with the exception of Ayin Parshas Vayakar, lo sevar eish b'chamosh v'seichem, that it's still a Malacha, but you're not Chayav Kares. That's why you can't stop at Parshas Kisisa. See, that's what happened this year. That was the whole problem. We stopped late in Parshas Kisisa. We never finished Sefer Shmos. And we had no idea. And we had to pick up the middle of Sefer Bamidbar. We lost a Sefer and a half. So Rabbeisai, where would we go now? We know we got to go to the lab right now. There's no question we got to go into Shas. What are we looking for exactly? You know, when you run an experiment, you got to know what you're looking for. So what are we looking for? We want to isolate in the lab. We want to find another Issur Shabbos that happens not to be a malacha, and you want to know, does it carry over the Yontif or not? That would be a good test case, right? If we could find a Gemara, something, somewhere, about other Issur Shabbos, we suspect there are a few of them out there, that are not malachas, per se, do they automatically spill over the Yontif? If the answer is yes, then that would be support for Rash. If the answer is no, that would support the Riva. So where do we go? So of course, the first place we go is... the other mamkumas. Going to the new mamkumas. Should I get the new ones? What? You know, I don't have mamkumas. This is still Mechamer. Oh, this is still from yesterday. So it's a Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph. The Gemara is talking about when you come to the Beis Hamikdash, Aliyah LeRegel, got to hang around a little bit. You shouldn't just run out the door. Stay overnight. Spend the night in Yerushalayim. How do you know such a din? A din is called Tol Lina. How do you know? So the third amendment comes. Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph. On Pesach, when you come to the Beis Hamikdash, Shalila Regel, you're for sure going to stay over a night. You're not going to go run right away. So to Sukkot, you have to stay overnight. On Avish date on Pesach, you have to stay overnight. The Torah says in Parashas Re'eh, you're going to come to the Beis Hamikdash, Erev Pesach, you're going to bring your Korban Pesach, then you're going to wake up the next morning and go back home, go back to your tents. You're going back home. What morning are you going back home? The Torah is telling you, go home. What morning is that? So the Torah Shabbat says it's obviously not the first day Yontif. There's no way it could be the first day Yontif. We don't know yet why, but it can't be the first day. It must be the second day, which is Chol HaMoed. So why do I have to wait till Chol HaMoed? Why can't I go home that night? If the Yontif's over, I'll go home. No, the Torah is saying, Tolmin, you have to wait an extra day. You have to wait an extra night. I'm sorry. So you learn from here that Chagamatzis is Tolmin. So too, even though it doesn't say that possibly Chagasukas, also with Dimu Deris, but Chagasukas also. You can't just run out of the Beis Hamikdash that day. You got to wait overnight. You got to wait till the second day of Sukkot also before you leave. How did Chazal figure out if Anisa Mabeka doesn't mean Tezvav? Maybe it means the first day Pesach. How do you know it means the second day Pesach? So that's unclear in the Gemara. So Rashi says, Rashi says, I'll tell you why. It's inconceivable that the Torah would have been giving you a green light to go home, to travel back home on Yontif. Going back home on Yontif would have entailed violating Tchumen. You're telling the guy to leave Yerushalayim and go back to Tel Aviv, it's a violation of Tchumen. So obviously, if Anisa Baboika can't mean that, must be the next day. Ooh, Yezatman Fador, yeah, it's a din of Lina. So Tosfos has a lot of problems with Rashi, a lot of problems with Rashi. Taisa says in the spot, Pirish Rashi b'chol Shemai, di b'yantif also shem tchum. Chalo yitochen, ta'atina et henach lo b'yakiva, rabban meikah l'meimah, to lake yisat tchum in der Isa. First of all, Rashi, Taisa says, but honestly, we're teaching up a poskim chumash. So when we learn pshat a poskim chumash, we obviously have to be invoking der Isa to call. We can't stick a din der Rabbanon and have a din der Rabbanon help us interpret a poskim chumash. That's ridiculous. So you have to learn chumash like the days of my Shavenu. You have to imagine Moshe Rabbeinu sitting there in the midbar, and he's reading this pasuk parshas Re'eh to us and saying, "Ufanisa baboker v'halachtali oy halecha." So somebody raised the question, Moshe Rabbeinu, "What boker? What boker is it? Is it the first day Pesach or the second day Pesach?" So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Silly! Of course it's the second day Pesach. It can't be the first day Pesach because there's an isat chumen." Would Moshe Rabbeinu say such a thing? Tosfos says no. You know why? Because Tchumen is only with the Rabbanon. Now it happens to be this one Tan and the long Rabbi Akiva. By total coincidence, Rabbi Akiva is showing up again. There's nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva Davhei himself. Rabbi Akiva happens to be the Tan who learns that Tchumen is their Isa. How did Rabbi Akiva know that? Because it says, Mechum Hashar Yeitz Ish Mekor B'yam HaShvi. Rabbi Akiva has a whole razzle-dazzle drasha. It takes you five blot in Abram to figure out what the drasha is. It says, Yeitz Ish Mekor, it says Mokom over here, it says Mokom over there, it says Tchumen over there, it says this by the Ari Halavim. Oh, Mikan, Yeitz Ish Mekor B'yam HaShvi refers to 2,000 Amos. So Rabbi Akiva happens to hold, if you walk out of the Tchum, you chayim Malkas and Shabbos. It's in the Siddur Isa. So says Taisa, Hanich, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbanu Meikel HaMeimah, Talik is Tchum in the Isa. There is no Isat Chum in the Isa, according to the Rabbanim. So how could that be the more that Fanisa Baker refers to the second day? So Taisa tries to save Rashi. They try very, very hard to save Rashi. Yesh Mefarshim. The Yud Beis Milan is Lushap of Rabbanim Tchumim. Vach Yisib Yushalmi. HaMachuv Mikulim Yud Beis Milan. Kinega Machna Yisrael. So, says Taisus, that even though all the other Tanoim hold that 2,000 Amos is not a Deraisa, that doesn't necessarily mean that the whole Tchum is not Deraisa ever. When the Gemara presents a Machlegis of the Kibun Derabanan, is going 2,000 Amos out of your Tchum, is that called an Issa Deraisa, an Issa Derabanan? When the Rabbanan disagree, it doesn't mean they deny the existence of Tchum in a Torah. It just means they had a different Shia in a Torah of Tchum. What's the different Shia? Yud Beis Mil. Where did that come from? That's how big the Machane Yisrael was. How do you know that was the size of the Machane Yisrael? Yud Beis Mil. How do you know? How do you know? Who told you that? It's Yud Beis Mil. It's a Gemara. How did the Gemara figure it out? The verse is very simple. The Torah says, Vayachanu ohayadein mibeis ha'yishivos adafel ha'shitim. It tells you exactly how big the Machane was. So what did the Amorim says? I went with the tape measure. We know exactly where Beis HaYeshivos is. I measured it to Beis Mil. So the Gemara says. Gemara says, we have a tradition. This is the place. This is the same name, the same place. It hasn't changed in the 1500 years. So the Gemara says, we know this. Yud Beis Mil, that's the Shem Machane Yisrael. So Tosfos quotes Yesh Mefarshim, who claims that we hold Ayet Ish Mekobi HaMashvi is a Nisadir Aiso. It is referring to Tchumen, but not Rabbi Akiva's complicated Russia learned out from the Tchumen, from the Gvul, the Ari Halavim, the Maisel of Alpayim, the Amo, Pashas Masay. Nothing to do with that. The Shir is Yud Beis Mil. Ayet Ish Mekobi, don't leave the Machan on Shabbos. So Tosfos says, Abba Zoi, that there is a Nisadir Tchumen Dir Aiso, even according to the Rabbanon, and that view appears in the Rishalmi. So then, Rashi's Pshat Nechagigah can be salvaged. So when Moshe Rabbeinu is giving shir and saying, Ufa nisa baboikev, halachta liyahalecha, so I raise my hand, Moshe Rabbeinu, please tell me, I'm sorry to ask, but I don't understand Pshat in the Pasuk. Does boikev mean, yomtev, boikev means chol moed? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, it can't mean yomtev. Why? Because if it means yomtev, it's just a tchumen. So I raise my hand and say, but Moshe Rabbeinu, tchumen's only to Rabbanon. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Ayin yesh mefarshim and Tosfos chagig. No. Tchumen's not the Rabbanon. That means 2,000 amas is the Rabbanon. But Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa. So the Torah could not possibly be saying Fanisa Bagach Lelecha. Many people's tents were more than Yud Beis Mil. To tell a guy to go travel back from Yishalayim, it's one thing to tell a guy to go from Yishalayim back to Mevaseret. So that's probably 2,000 amas, but it's not Yud Beis Mil. Tell him to go to Beit Meir. Okay, maybe. Telstor, maybe. But you're telling a guy, if Anisa Babaik Allah Alech, leave Yishalayim and go back to Kiryat Shmona. Go back to Arad, go back to Eilat. Go back to Rosh HaNikra. That's a big trip. That's more than Yud Beis Mil. The Torah could not possibly have saying that. So it could be the sign of belief, it could save Rashi's Pshat. Because Tchumen is the Araisa, kind of. That's what Taisa says. But Taisa is Maidal Emes, Tashash Alon Lostrili. Taisus in Lishitasa and other places points out that although the Rishalmi does suggest an idea that Tchumen Adiraisa and Yud Beis Mil, Taisus doesn't believe the Babli holds that way. So Taisus in the heart and soul don't believe Rashi's Pshat is correct in this Gemara because they don't really believe these Yesh Mefarshim are right. By the way, just as an aside, you know which great Rishon holds like the Yesh Mefarshim? The Rambam. The Rambam happens to hold that Tchumen is Adiraisa and Yud Beis Mil. B'chol Yisrael Rishon. So back to our story. So we have this very, very cryptic Gemara. Ufanisa b'boike, the boike cannot possibly mean the first day yontif. And Rashi tells us why? Because there's an Issa Tchumen. So Tosfos gets involved in the nitty gritty of, hey, wait a second, there's no Issa Tchumen. It's only Derabana, not Deraisa, maybe it is Deraisa, maybe it is yeah, blah, 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 blah. In the end, Tosfos rejects Rashi's pshat. But there's something that's clear as day emanating both from Rashi and Tosfos. Even though Tosfos rejects Rashi's pshat, there's something clear as day emanating from both of them. And what does that rabbi say? The what? That im timtzalayim et chum would be deraisa. Whether it's 2,000 amis, whether it's Yud Beis Mil, whatever you think it is, it would carry over to Yontif. I had the pasuk about Shabbos, I yeti ish mekobi yom ha'shvi, only says Shabbos doesn't say Yontif. Shabbos, it all carries over. There's no difference. If it's also on Shabbos, it's also on Yontif. Ein bin Shabbos to Yontif. Would anybody in their right mind say that Tchumen is Nisa Malacha? Nobody would say such a thing. It's not a Nisa Karas, not a Nisa Skila, nothing. Even according to Michas Chinuch, it's not a Nisa Malacha. Why? Michas Chinuch chepped on Rashi and Tosfos by saying, since Havara was in the Mishkan, it should be a Malacha. Aye, it's a Lav, it's only Malkus, but who says that detracts from Hashem Malacha? So Michas Chinuch couldn't even had problems in Rashi and Tosfos. But the Mechaz Chinuch would be made that Tchumen is not a Malacha. You're crazy to say Tchumen is a Malacha. It wasn't in the Mishkan. What is about as a Hichas Malacha? The fact that you can't do it on Shabbos, that doesn't make a Malacha. So Tchumen is Zichal Chol HaDei, it's not a Malacha. There's no 40th Malacha on Shabbos. There's no even if Tchumen is Dereis, it's not a Malacha. And it's still Rashi holds it's also in Yom Tov Min HaTorah. And Tosfos also holds it's also on Yom Torah. If it would have been also been on Torah and Shabbos, Tosfos is just not sure that it's also been Torah and Shabbos. It can't quite figure out what the numbers are on Shabbos. But Ikaron, Bein Lefi Rashi and Chagiga, Bein Lefi Tosfos and Chagiga, the Yisur of Shabbos do carry over the Yom Torah, even though they're not Malachas. So both Rashi and Tosfos do not bode well for who? For the Rival. Could it be that this Rashi is what? This Rashi is Lishitasai in Psochim. That Rashi in Psochim clearly did not go down the halachic root of the Rival, stuck to the textual pshat. Because Rashi in his heart and soul could not believe that Yisur Shabbos aren't going to carry over the Yontif. So Rashi did not go down the river, did not go to the Gush River, did not say that, well, if it's not a malacha, then a hunky dory, why also be Yontif? Ancient malacha, le'agabar, no. Rashi didn't say anything that resembles that. Rashi would never dream of saying that, because Rashi and Chagiga was of the opinion that Yisur Shabbos do carry over the Yontif, but a Torah harayat chumim. And if I want to know who's the Baal Tosfos in Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin, what's his name? Not the Rival, but who? The first day, whoever the first day is, phantom first day. So this Rashi in Tosfos and Chagiga is very much in sync with the Rashi in HaSugya and the first day in Tosfos. Everyone chapter, everyone realizes that? When you read Agamar and Pesachim Tafeh, and you read who realized this, put the pieces together before Shir even, right? You realize this, right? Rashi in Tosfos and Chagiga is clearly going to be the first day of Tosfos and the Rashi in HaSugya. Although, strangely enough, Rashi seems to almost change teams on us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Because with the exact same sugi appears that Hamid Aleph in Rosh Hashanah, and Rashi poses the same question, how did the Tanaim know that Baike means the second day, not the first day? Rashi does not say anything about what? About Chumim. What does Rashi say? Beyond the like Amakrosh, Yom Shechivu L'Ros Be'azar, Rashi gives you a new reason out of left field. Rashi says, it can't possibly mean the first day, because how could the Torah tell you to go home on the first day? What do you have to do that day? You got to be in the Beis Hamikdash the first day. So of course you're not going home on the first day. You got to first come to the Beis Hamikdash on the first day. So Baboykir. Which, if it is Baboykir, it sounds first thing when Vasikin, crack a door and you're out the door. You're not out the door, you got to come to the Beis Hamikdash first. So Rashi and Rosh Hashanah veered away from his Pshat and Chagiga. Why did he veer away from his Pshat and Chagiga? What was wrong with Rashi's Pshat? What was the fissure of Rashi's Pshat? Do you think Rashi had second thoughts about his theory that Yisurei Shabbos maybe don't carry over the Yontif? Do you think Rashi in the back of his mind thought maybe the Rival would be right? Nah, I don't believe it. You know what I think where Rashi and Rosh Hashanah veered from what he said in Chagiga? Because Rashi and Chagiga was very, very problematic. What was problematic about it? The real deficiency, the real problem in Rashi's Pshat and Chagiga was not his argument with the Rival. What was the real problem? That Chumim are not really deraisa. That to say Chumim deraisa, you got to either rely on Rabbi Kiva or dig up Yerushalmi that we don't really hold like this Tosfos. So probably the reason why Rashi and Rosh Hashanah wanted to stay clear of the Chumim model was not because he held that the Rival was right. The Rival zichah not right. Rashi and Pesachim the family base wasn't geiris. Wasn't even mesecheis the Rival svar. Rashi veered away in Rosh Hashanah because of the other problem, the other deficiency in his Pshat and Chagiga. So no matter how you slice it, even putting aside the Rashi and Rosh Hashanah for a minute, Rashi and Chagiga is chlor anti-Rival, Tosfos and Chagiga is chlor anti-Rival. Does anybody else hold like the Rival? So we still have more work to do. We have to find more Yisurim. So we have Avar L'Lavia, this is one possible Issur Shabbos Shalom Ataras Malacha, Kenz Mechaz Chinuch. We have another possible one is Tchumen, which is again very shaky because not even sure it's also Minotaur. We're still searching, we're still looking for others. So the Beis Yosef in the 6th day of Mamakoimus, in the Rechaim and Simitzov said, he puts a fascinating question. Name of the Kolbo. We don't know who wrote the Kolbo. Anonymous Rishon wrote the Kolbo. The Beis Yosef quotes him all the time. Kosev a Kolbo. Shvisas Behema Mechamer. Sounds like less again. Shvisas Behema is, according to many, my animal's doing Malacha by itself. I'm sitting and seeing Yom Zimachubin, and my animal's outside carrying something. Mechamer is, I'm standing there with the animal and making the animal work. It's mechamer. Yesh oimim, she'acha sheniku malacha reyze biyontif b'chol asasiku malacha. Since it's called a malacha on Shabbos, it's called a malacha on yontif as well. V'b'chol amoy v'adimut, okay. V'aloy yachitzchol b'yontif. V'yesh oimim, she'afil biyontif b'otom. Kobo again. The Kobo is an anonymous sefer, quoting anonymous Rishonim. We don't know who's a Yeshua Mazoy. Sums up the Zoy, sums up the Zoy. Yeshua Mim, the Philippi Yontif Mutter. She'ain la Isurak the Shabbos. She'parlo a Kosov Akan. So the Kobo, very, very mysterious, very, very vague, called some say yes, some say no. Says to be, says, if any of the Tamash Lamatir, says the Beis Yosef, why should we be mutter? The came with the machine yet on the Shabbos, because it mixes the worms, as Pasha B'Talmud. Which means the Eir Mechol. Ain't been Shabbos the Yontif. Everything is also to prove in mutter. Hey, Chav Shalom, she mutter has B'Yontif. If you have a Mishra, Kos, Fa, Kos, B'Yontif, Kos, Shabbos, Lach, Zgam, Gilech, Lach, B'Yontif. The Prat. Everything's not there from Shabbos, from the Baal of Mishkan. But now the Kabbasayu. So the Bisa is just perplexed. We behoi kill the name of the Bisa Yosef. The Shvisas behem to Mechamer, la b'chal asasim alach in inu. No, I'll tell you why Mechamer Shvisas behem, but don't apply in Yontif. She'en b'chal abor mevas malachas. They're not malachas. V'lo matal to say him. Eliyah, la v'li'atzman yichad l'ikra. They're separate, independent. The Suri Shabbos Lamitaris Melacha. Hilchach Efsher the Kavan Lo Kasser Echman Biyontif Beishashori. Says the B'Shayis Bedas the Metirim. An identical svar to who? This B'Shayis is right out of whose work? Right out of whose book? Mr. Riva. But the Riva said. In the sheet that we don't pass like. So the Riva, you can never really test Havar because we pass it against Rabbi Yossi. But what the Riva said in Rabbi Yossi's world is what the Beis Yossi was saying, B'das these Vishar, B'shir's Beb, yeah. That may be true, but why is that relevant? It's a din on Shabbos that's not Negan Yotta. So instead of saying an Issa, call it a din. But at the end of the day, if you let your animal do malacha, you're doing an aveira. Whether you well call it an aveira, lava call it a say, it's an aveira Shabbos, shalom b'teres, doesn't apply in Yontif. It's kind of arbitrary. The malachas carry over here, but Yisurim don't. So well, we just Baruch Hashem, we just, our scope is expanding. We started out with Machlekes Rashi and the Riva about the Yisurim Shabbos, such as Havara carry over, according to Biyos, they carry over the Yontif. We showed you that Chumen seems to be the same issue that Rashi and Taiz are playing around with in Chagig and Rosh Hashanah. And now we have it, Babash, the Kobo with the Bis Yosef. Babash, it can't be clearer than this. So we have established that there is a running Machlaikis in Mishain and Poiskim, Eliyah Poiskim, as to is the Klal Ein Ben Shabbos the Yontif vis a vis Malachas, or is it all encompassing? Aluch Shabbos carries over. Rabbi say, this may have even further ramifications than we even suspected at this point. We have been limiting our discussion to very clear Isurim. Havara, Olav Yotzes, Tchumin, Deraisa, Shvisas Behema, Mechamer. Things that are clearly Asurim on Shabbos. Quite possibly not B'Tayis Malacha. Some of them are obviously not B'Tayis Malacha. Avar is a little bit shaky because Chinuk, but Taisus believes Riva believes it's not a Malacha. And we're talking about a major Machlokes in Rishonim that does carry over to Shabbos. Hopefully, we're about to enter into a realm, a little bit of what you're referring to. We're going to enter almost into the realm of things that are not quite Isurim per se. Definitely no Lashon Lav involved. Things you can't do. They may even enter into the world more of pure mitzvahs essays, not even Isuri essays. And it's going to further our discussion as to the relationship between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. We still have a lot of work to do in the sugya. Hopefully some tomorrow, we're going to pick up on a few other examples of Shabbos Tikkadinim that may or may not carry over to Yontif, which would be adds some more to this discussion, Rav Avihu and Rashi and the Riva. And then try to see just how far this takes us, and some other potential pshatim in the Gemara that may go neither down the road with Rashi nor the pshat of the Riva. So we have a lot of work still to do on the Rashi and the Riva, extending it to other areas, and then hopefully next year eventually coming back to Masechta Pesach. Shem Tov.